Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have identified 28-year-old Gene Chester Nelson as the suspect who robbed a Chevron gas station in Trinidad on the morning of September 12th. Nelson walked into the store, brandished a knife, and demanded money from an employee. He then fled the scene on foot with an undisclosed amount of cash. Nelson is considered armed and dangerous, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The sheriff's office is also searching for a suspect responsible for robbing another Chevron gas station located in Willow Creek early Friday morning. The sheriff's office has pulled a photo of the suspect from surveillance video as they continue to investigate the incident. The suspect walked into the store around 5:30 in the morning and demanded money as he pointed his firearm at two employees. He then fled the scene on foot. Eureka police officers who were conducting the shoulder tap operation on Saturday not only arrested one adult for purchasing alcohol for a minor, but arrested another for attempting to steal items from a grocery store. 27-year-old Stephen Allen Burroughs of Eureka was arrested for furnishing alcoholic beverages to minors. The operation involves law enforcement using minor decoys to ask adults to purchase alcohol for them while under police surveillance. During the operation, police also witnessed 34-year-old Angela Clark get into an altercation with an employee of a nearby grocery store. It was determined that Clark was stealing items from the store and refused to return those items. Clark was arrested after providing a false identity and was found to have possessed a controlled substance as well as an arrest warrant out in her name. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office received a missing persons report from a mother who resides in New Mexico after her son was sent to Eureka to pick up property but hasn't been heard from since Thursday. 34-year-old Dale Sylvie was reported as missing on Saturday after he left for Eureka last Tuesday. During that time, Sylvie had been using other people's phones to keep in contact with family, but he hasn't been heard from since last Thursday. Sylvie was last seen driving a dark blue Ford F-350 with New Mexico license plates, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 that resulted in the death of a Crescent City woman Sunday morning. 56-year-old Terry Turley was headed southbound on Highway 101 and, for reasons that are unknown, allowed her vehicle to leave the roadway. Turley's vehicle crossed two sets of double yellow lines as well as the northbound lane of traffic before colliding head-on into a redwood tree. Crescent City CHP responded to the scene where Turley was pronounced deceased, and it was determined she was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the collision. It is unknown at this time if drugs or alcohol played as a factor in the crash. Mutual aid from Humboldt County remains in Lake County near the Valley Fire, as considerable progress was made over the weekend in containment efforts. CAL FIRE has confirmed that over 1,000 structures have been destroyed and 3 civilian fatalities have been documented. Over 3,000 residential structures are currently being threatened by the fire as well. As crews continue to strengthen containment lines, mandatory evacuations for some Lake County residents were lifted earlier this afternoon. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's The Shopping Show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to The Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Rescue Mission will hold a groundbreaking ceremony at their building on 2nd Street at 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon as they begin to construct new additions west of the building. The expansion will include a new kitchen, a cafeteria, and an enclosed outdoor space for the rescue mission. Executive Director Brian Hall told your reporter that this is part one of expansion efforts and housing renovations will soon follow. Hall went on to say that the expansion will help reduce cost in maintaining older parts of the mission, like the current cafeteria, which he says is close to 100 years old. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a 2-alarm fire Saturday morning. Dan Squire has more.
A Eureka police officer on routine patrol early Saturday morning came across a house in the 1900 block of Harris Street in Eureka that was actively on fire. Humboldt Bay Fire responded, and the incident soon became a second alarm when fire crews reached the scene and found more than 50% of the residents involved in fire. In addition to heavy fire, one resident was unaccounted for, and an interior attack was conducted. The fire was brought under control in 15 minutes, and no one was found inside. One resident was taken to the hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. Fire crews were on scene for more than 3 hours conducting overhaul, and damage was estimated at more than $100,000. Mutual aid was provided by Samoa, Lolita, and Arcata, which each provided an engine company in support of Humboldt Bay.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.